Lone Star Brahma Hockey on KATX. Listen all season as we bring you up to date on all things Brahmas. Interviews with coaches, players, and more featuring in-depth details about previous games as well as upcoming matchups. It's Lone Star Brahma Hockey with your host, Matthew Householder.
And welcome into Brahma Talk. It's the off season, but this man's staying busy. Coach Dan Wildfong, how's it been going?
It's been going great. How about you?
It's been going all right. Not too bad. I can't complain too much. Unfortunately, of course, my Dallas Stars fell in playoff competition, so now we get to watch all the other teams race for the Stanley Cup. And right now, Coach, where we sit here on May 1st, May Day, who's your favorite pick in the NHL?
You know, I have to go with the LA Kings. I just think they're... them and Chicago. I think they're very deep. They have four lines, and they have great goaltending, both teams. But I really like the way the LA Kings play every night, and they've been playing like that all year. So
I personally would love to see a
more. If you play like that all year, it comes easier in playoffs.
Yeah, no doubt. I would, of course, love to see even a rematch of last year's matchup between the Bruins and Chicago. I think that would be beautiful.
I agree. Chicago's got a great team. Bruins got a great team. I don't know. It's just going to come down to goaltending and a little bit of good fortune as well, if no injuries happen. Yeah.
No doubt. Well, before we get into to talking about what's upcoming for the Brahmas and the team and everything, first off, I got to say a big congratulations to you for hitting a hole in one.
Oh, thank you.
You're like, I didn't think that was coming up in the conversation.
Potter, my assistant, must have put that on Twitter or something. I don't know how it got out there.
It's up on Facebook, but nailed a hole-in-one at a hole 17 at the Glen Garden Golf Club. 152 yards, hit it with an 8-iron. I mean, that's just a once-in-a-lifetime thing, so we just got to give you a little praise right here.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it.
Well, other than golf, hockey, I know that y'all have been staying busy doing a lot of stuff with the community. A lot of players have as well. But tell us what's going on right now in the offseason for the Brahmas.
We're just recruiting. USHL draft is coming up here next week, and obviously every kid thinks they're going to the USHL, which, you know, that's great, but if they don't, we obviously want them to play here. And you know, we have to find that balance of finding guys that are those guys that still are looking to get that D1 scholarship and commit it, and we're obviously been in the recruiting hard here the last little while.
Well, I know that the recruiting point right now, this of course last year in comparison, y'all didn't really have as near as much time to pull the team together. So now you're actually being able to look out, go check out some of these kids, get some scouting reports out there, as well as being able to hold some of your own camps. And we'll talk about that in a moment. A lot of the Brahmas players actually got committed to numerous colleges throughout the end of the season there and heading into the off season. So I guess the question is, who do we have that's going to, who are some of the recognizable names that we will see coming back next year?
Well, we're hoping, you know, we get a good nucleus back. We're looking obviously at Lexi back, and hopefully Musso, and hopefully Uchin and Liam and Gordy. You know, it depends really what they do in the off season. Depends on obviously this draft. We're obviously really high on TJ Black coming back and solidifying our goaltending situation. But you know, we've been doing a really good. Potter's been doing a really good job. Finding players in Canada and recruiting, and we've had a lot of kids come in on visits already. And it's a great place to play. You know, you're in Dallas, Texas, playing your junior hockey career with a great hockey experience here within the Dallas area. You know, we get a lot of these teams there. Other teams don't get fans up north, and we get them down south. So it's something where guys love to play in front of fans, and you know, our office staff's been really working hard of filling this rink every night too.
And of course, down there at the Nitech Sports Arena, it doesn't get much better than the atmosphere there during a Friday or Saturday night of Brahma hockey. But, you know, I got to say, Coach, it's been an awesome transition. I know that it was a little rough there at the start of last year coming into this season, into this previous year's season, making that switch from the CHL to the NAHL level. And how do you feel overall now as we are looking towards next season?
I feel great. You know, I think it's it was a learning experience for me as well. It was a learning experience for a lot of our younger players coming in. But I feel, you know, we have a good jump on things this year with the recruiting side. And, you know, it's we hold our cards, we hold our destination in our hands here, which I like that. It's, like I said, it's a great place to play, and we've been nonstop at calling players and recruiting them, talking to their families, having conference calls. We're making sure we're doing this the right way.
Awesome. And it's great to see, and I know that it's a whole lot of work, especially in the off season for the coaching staff, as well as just everybody up there at Nitech, still trying to keep things rolling on. But let's go ahead, Coach, and let's talk about the upcoming Lone Star Brahmas pre-draft camp. It's going to be coming up Friday and Saturday, or Friday through Sunday, excuse me, May 16th through May 18th, and that's going to be at Arctic Ice Arena up in Orland Park, Illinois. Now, I, of course, being a native to Texas, never been to any of these camps, anything like that, so could you explain a little bit what y'all are expecting at these camps and what everybody could expect?
Yeah, well, at the pre-draft camp, we're obviously really looking for kids that are just, you know, looking to play in our league, and maybe there's some kids that we don't know about that it's an open camp, basically, that they can come to. We look to find some diamond in the rough before our draft, and if we can find those guys, we're turning over every rock to try and find the right players and the right mix here. So I think it's a good situation for them to, you know, get to that camp so we get eyes on them. They get to know us a little bit as a program. And, you know, then obviously we have one back here in Dallas at Nitech, which we had last year as well. And that's going to be it's going to be June the 27th to the 29th. And then we have our main camp in Chicago, which all our guys will be at. And that will be probably the most competitive camp. But at the end of the day, we're looking for the top-end players, not just top-end, but good quality people, too. We want the right guys here. We want a good dressing room. We want a good mix of guys that are going to interact with the fans, and they're going to represent us well.
Very good, Coach. Well, you know, I know that as you'll head up to Illinois, the Chicago area, and all over the place, really looking and scouting these guys, what positions are y'all really looking at, or thinking that y'all really need to make sure that y'all have filled these positions, you know, going into the next season? What positions do you feel like you were the weakest at?
Well, we obviously want to make sure we have all our bases covered. It's not just one position. I think we can improve on a lot of positions, especially when you don't make the playoffs. So you gotta look to, you know, we're trying to build a championship team, not just a team to get in playoffs. So we have to really evaluate, you know, every situation, every player that comes in. Just because our guys were on the team last year doesn't mean they're coming in and they're on the team automatically. If they didn't put in the time in the summer, you know, they're going to be up with some stiff competition, because we are recruiting the best players in North America.
Well, no doubt about it, Coach. It's going to be interesting as we head into next season, and I'm really looking forward to seeing where the Brahmas take off. We're going to continue doing these updates throughout the summer, and I'll probably give you a call back as soon as the pre-draft camp has taken place, and we'll see how we're sitting as a whole.
Oh, that's great, and I can't thank you enough for following up on us this summer, and hopefully, you know, we'll be talking here when we're holding the cup next year.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure to continue working with the NAHL Brahmas. Like I said, once y'all went into the NAHL, that was the first time I actually got to work with y'all, and I mean, couldn't ask for a better group of guys up there, better staff, better coaching, and I mean, just terrific guys up there. So we're looking forward to continuing this on throughout the season. And of course, as always, we'll keep everybody up to date at LoneStarBrahmas.com, also Facebook.com/LoneStarBrahmas, or our own radio station website, KATXRadio.com. And a big thank you to Coach Wildfong. And Coach, let me know if you hit any more holes in one.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in for Lone Star Brahma Hockey.
There we go.
Continue to listen all season for details of games directly from the players and coaches.
Let's go. Come on, boys. Get that net. Come on, boys.
To listen to this episode or previous, head over to LoneStarBrahmas.com or find them on Facebook. Lone Star Brahmas on KATX.